do.
Good evening, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹，晚安。
We come to you tonight in weakness.
我们带着软弱的身体来到你的面前。
I'm sure you've heard some of our brother Godwin's physical trials and tribulations of the last several months.
你们都听说过孙弟兄在过去几个月里有身体上的不适。
And evidently, I came down here visiting you in wonderful Texas, but with some kind of a cold or something that's now invading my body.
那我来到德克萨斯呢，我的身体也患有感冒。
And I just believe it's because we human beings are just frail vessels.
我们相信我们人类是软弱的器皿。
But I also believe in the importance of the burden of the Lord.
但是我也相信主的负担的坚强。
And so even through weakness, I desire to share on this matter of the testimony of Jesus.
所以虽然带着软弱，我仍然愿意跟大家分享这件事情，耶稣的见证。
I do thank you for your prayers for me.
我为着你们的代祷感谢你们。
We want to turn to the book of Revelation and look at the verses where the testimony of Jesus is mentioned.
我们要一同来看启示录里边有几处提到耶稣的见证。
This is a very interesting phrase, and we want to see, if we can, what it means tonight.
我们要一起来看看这件事到底是什么意思。
We begin at the beginning of Revelation in chapter 1.
我们从启示录第一章开始。
The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave him to show to his bondservants the things which must soon take place. And he sent and communicated it by his angel to his bondservant John, who testified to the word of God and to the testimony of Jesus Christ, even to all that he saw.
耶稣基督的启示就是神赐给他，叫他将必要快成的事指示他的众仆人。他就差遣使者晓谕他的仆人约翰，约翰便将神的道和耶稣基督的见证，凡自己所看见的都证明出来。
And so in verse 2, you notice that word, this phrase, the testimony of Jesus.
所以在第二节这边你看见耶稣基督的见证。
And then we see that the testimony had an impact on John's life because he was exiled on the Isle of Patmos for it.
然后我们就看见耶稣的见证在约翰的身上有了印记，就是他为着耶稣的名被发配到巴摩海岛。
So we read verse 9 of chapter 1.
所以第一章第九节。
I, John, your brother and fellow partaker in the tribulation and the kingdom and the perseverance which are in Jesus, was on the island called Patmos because of the word of God and the testimony of Jesus.
我约翰就是你们的弟兄，和你们在耶稣的患难国度忍耐里一同有份，为神的道并为给耶稣做的见证，曾在那名叫拔摩的海岛上。
As the book of Revelation unfolds and we see the end of time, we see the conflict with Satan.
启示录继续下去，我们就看见随着末日的到来，这个与撒旦的征战继续。
And we just want to notice in chapter 12, verse 17, where this phrase comes up again.
然后我们就在12章17节再次看见这句话。
So the dragon was enraged with the woman and went off to make war with the rest of her children who keep the commandments of God and hold to the testimony of Jesus.
龙向妇人发怒，却与他其余的儿女征战，这儿女就是那守神诫命为耶稣做见证的。
And then toward the end of the book, there's a great celebration because of the supper of the bride.
到了启示录的末了，在羔羊因着羔羊的婚宴有极大的欢乐。
And we see in chapter 19 verse 10 this statement made again.
我们在十九章第十节再次看见这样的话。
Then I fell at his feet to worship him, but he said to me, Do not do that. I am a fellow servant of yours and your brethren who hold the testimony of Jesus. Worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy.
我就匍匐在地，匍匐在他脚前要拜他。他说，千万不可，我和你并那些为耶稣做见证的弟兄同是做仆人的，你要敬拜神，因为预言中的灵意乃是为耶稣做见证。
Tonight I want to bring before you again the two questions I asked last night.
今天晚上我要再一次来问你们昨天晚上我问的两个问题。
Who is burdened for the testimony of the Lord?
谁为着耶稣的见证，主的见证有负担？
And who is able to bear the testimony of the Lord?
谁能够扛抬耶稣的见证？
Last night we looked at the story of David bringing the ark up to Jerusalem.
昨天晚上我们看见大卫把约柜迎进到耶路撒冷的故事。
David had a burden that the ark of the testimony be at home in God's city in Zion.
大卫有这样的一个心意，他要让神的约柜来到锡安山。
But we learned last night that only the Levites were chosen to bear the ark of the testimony up to its resting place.
昨天晚上我们也看见只有利未人蒙拣选，他们能够来扛抬神的约柜。
And we mentioned last night that the Levites are a testimony of the remnant of those who have given God their entire lives.
我们知道利未人代表神选民中的余数，他们能够来服侍神。
At the end of last night, I mentioned about the tragedy that was evident in Jesus' time.
昨天晚上我们也提到在耶稣的那个时代同样发生的悲剧。
When Jesus came to the temple, it was beautifully appointed with gold and all kinds of ornamentation.
当主耶稣在世上的时候，圣殿是用美食和宝物、金子装饰的。
But despite its beauty and the activities of the temple, there was no ark. In the Holy of Holies.
尽管圣殿外表是那样的美好，但是在至圣所里头却没有约柜。
The Levites had not been faithful.
利未人也没有忠心。
And now Jesus came as the testimony of God into that temple, and the glory of God, was shining.
耶稣作为神的见证就来进入到圣殿里边，神的荣耀在那边彰显。
Now I want us to go another 60 years to the end of the first century.
我们现在再往前走60年，来到第一世纪的末了。
There we see the church in the book of Revelation, 7 local churches.
我们在启示录里边看见七个地方的信的教会。
And despite the fact that the church was made up of Christians who were witnessing and serving,
那个时候教会的弟兄姊妹都是在那边做见证。
But the testimony of Jesus was an issue.
但是耶稣的见证本身却成了一个问题。
The lampstand of testimony was flickering among the churches.
这个金灯台在教会的里面发光上出了问题。
Now we know by that time most of the apostles had been martyred for their witness.
我们知道那个时候大多数的使徒因为做见证已经为主寻道。
And if I could put it this way, the church was finding itself in between being a testimony lampstand and being Shiloh.
我愿意说那个时候教会就介于作为见证的金灯台以及示罗所代表的之间。
The church is always standing in that place.
教会一直就站在那样的一个位置上。
You remember the church of Laodicea, they thought they were rich and had need of nothing.
你记得老底家的教会，他们觉得自己很富足，不缺少任何。
But they were missing the very testimony of Jesus in their midst.
但是在他们的中间却缺少耶稣基督的见证。
And so it is with many churches today.
今天很多的教会也是如此。
The Lord knew that this would be an issue.
神主知道这个会成为一个问题。
And so he raised up a special servant of God, even the apostle John, to recover this testimony of Jesus.
所以他就兴起特别的一个器皿，就是使徒约翰 要来恢复神的见证。
And so we see it is John who uses this special term.
所以我们看见约翰用了这个特别的字眼。
And he uses it as a revelation of something very important to God.
他在这边启示，这件事情是神特别看重的。
John was in exile because of the testimony of Jesus.
约翰是为着这个见证而被发配到拔摩海岛。
And he had been faithful.
他是一直有忠心的。
As a matter of fact, when you see in his Gospels and in his letters, he testified the testimony of Jesus.
你从他写的福音书和他的书信里边都能够看见耶稣基督的见证。
If you'll just look at the end of the Gospel of John in chapter 21,
我们来看约翰福音二十一章
and verse 24,
第二十四节。
I don't know if you realize this, but in the Gospel of John, the word testimony is used more than 45 times.
我不知道你有没有知道，在约翰福音里边提到耶稣的见证一共有25次。
It's a gospel of testimony.
是一个见证的福音。
And in verse 24, we see about John's testimony itself.
我们在24节看见约翰自己所做的见证。
This is the disciple who is testifying to these things and wrote these things, and we know that his testimony is true.
为这些事做见证，并且记载这些事的，就是这门徒。我们也知道他的见证是真的。
Notice also in chapter 19, verse 35,
在19章35节，
As the story is told of the spear that went into Jesus' side and the water and the blood came out.
说到他的有枪扎在他的肋旁，就有血和水流出来。
It says in verse 35, And he who has seen has testified, and his testimony is true. And he knows that he is telling the truth, so that you also may believe.
35节就说，看见这事的那人就做见证，他的见证也是真的。并且他知道自己所说的是真的。
And then if you turn to 1 John, the first letter of John in chapter 1,
如果我们翻到约翰一书第一章，
you see that our dear brother, even in his letter, is testifying regarding this testimony of Jesus.
所以在他的书信里边，他也提到耶稣见证这件事情。
And so we read the first few verses.
我们读前面几节。
What was from the beginning, what we have heard,What we have seen with our eyes, what we have looked at, and touched with our hands concerning the word of life, and the life was manifested, and we have seen and testify and proclaim to you the eternal life which was with the Father and was manifest to us.
论到从起初原有的生命之道，就是我们所听见、所看见、亲眼看过、亲手摸过的，这生命已经显现出来。我们也看见过，现在又做见证，将原与父同在，且显现于我们那永远的生命传给你们。
As far as we know, by the end of the first century, John was the only remaining of the 12 apostles.
就我们所知道的，约翰是在一世纪末了唯一还存活的使徒。
And he bore the word of God and the testimony of Jesus.
所以在他身上传承着神的话以及耶稣基督的见证。
And this was something so significant that he was exiled on the island by the Romans.
这件事情在他身上是如此的重要，以至于罗马人把他发配到拔摩海岛。
And so we must ask this question, what is the testimony of Jesus?
所以我们必须要来问这个问题，耶稣的见证到底是什么？
Now there's two parts to the answer.
这个答案有两个部分。
The first part is apparent, and most people understand this.
第一个部分是很明显的，很多人都明白。
The apparent meaning of the testimony of Jesus is our witness concerning Jesus.
第一个意义就是我们为耶稣基督所做的见证。
You remember that at the beginning of the book of Acts,
你记得在《使徒行传》的一开始，
Our Lord Jesus said, When you receive the Holy Spirit, ye shall be witnesses unto me in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the uttermost parts of the earth.
记得主耶稣说过，当圣灵降在你们身上的时候，你们就要从耶路撒冷、犹太全地直到地极 做我的见证人。
And since that day, there have been those who've gone out witnessing the things regarding Jesus, his birth, his life, his crucifixion, his resurrection, and especially the apostles were given the testimony of the Jesus resurrection.
从那天开始，使徒就有很多的使徒门徒被打发到世界各地去，传讲主的受死、主的复活、传讲主生命的福音。特别是这些使徒们，他们承担着耶稣的见证这个使命。
If you turn to 1 Corinthians in chapter 1,
如果你们翻到哥林多前书第一章，
you see that when Paul the apostle went to preach the gospel, it was to establish this testimony.
我们看见使徒保罗他也是出去传福音。
We read beginning in verse 4.
我们读第四节。
I thank my God always concerning you for the grace of God which was given you in Christ Jesus, that in everything you were enriched in Him, in all speech and all knowledge, even as the testimony concerning Christ was confirmed in you.
我常为你们感谢我的神，因神在基督耶稣里所赐给你们的恩惠，又因你们在他里面凡事富足，口才知识都全备，正如我为基督做的见证。在你们心里得以坚固。
So we know the testimony of Jesus has very much to do with our witnessing the truth about who Jesus is to the world.
所以我们一方面看见耶稣的见证跟我们为耶稣的所做的见证这个真理是有关系。
But this term also has a deeper meaning.
但是这句话还有一个更深的含义。
When we read in Revelation chapter 19 verse 10, you sense something deeper and spiritual in the statement.
在启示录第十九章第那个地方我们读的话，你能够感觉到它的意义有更加深刻。
The testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy.
特别说到预言中的灵异乃是为耶稣做见证。
Now there's something deeper there, something spiritual there.
所以这边你能看见有一个很深的东西，有一个属灵的事情。
By the end of the first century, there were many Christians witnessing of Jesus, but the testimony of Jesus needed recovery.
到了第一世纪的末了，虽然有很多的基督徒在为耶稣做见证，但是耶稣的见证却需要被恢复。
So this testimony has a deeper meaning to it.
所以见证这件事情有一个更深的含义。
You remember in the, Jesus speaking to the church of Ephesus, he says, unless you repent, I will take away your lampstand of testimony.
你记得主耶稣对以弗所教会所说的话，如果你们不悔改，我就把那个见证的灯台要挪去。
So we see that it's possible to go on meeting as the church of Ephesus and yet to be missing this vital part, this lampstand called the testimony of Jesus.
所以有这种可能性，在以弗所这边聚会可以继续聚下去，但是却缺少这个关键的东西，被称作耶稣的见证。
What is this deeper meaning?
这个更深的含义到底是什么呢？
It is something that man cannot control.
是一个东西我们人没有办法来控制。
It's something only God can give and entrust and take away.
是一个东西只有神能够赐予，也能够拿回去。
The testimony of Jesus is not just our testimony of Jesus.
耶稣的见证并不是只是我们为耶稣所做的那个见证。
But it is the testimony that the risen Christ bears of himself in the midst of his people.
而是这个复活的耶稣基督在属神的百姓中间他自己所做的那个见证。
This testimony has been entrusted to the church.
这个见证是被交托托付给他的教会。
But there's a mystery there.
这里边有一个是一个奥秘。
It's not our testimony specifically.
特别的讲就是不是我们的见证。
It's his testimony among us.
是在我们中间他的见证。
This is something very precious.
这是一个在非常在这是一个非常宝贵的东西。
When you read the book of Acts and the history of the early church, you can see the testimony of Jesus shining brightly in the midst.
你读使徒行传的话，你会知道初期的教会里边，耶稣的见证就像光一样发出来。
There was a transcendent dimension to the life of the church because of his presence among them.
由于他的同在， 教会带有一种超越性的属性性质。
The church was larger than it was because of this testimony of Jesus.
教会显得比他自己的那个外表看起来要更加的伟大。
How can we describe this?
我们怎么样子来描述这件事情？
It is similar to the story we find in the book of Ezekiel.
这个有点像在以西结书里边所告诉我们的那件事。
There you remember there was the temple of God in Jerusalem.
那边描述到在耶路撒冷神的圣殿。
And where the temple of God is, God says, there will my presence be.
当神说我的圣殿就是我所同在的地方。
And so the Shekinah glory was over the church, over the temple of God.
所以神特别的荣耀就在那边彰显在圣殿里面。
But you remember that God prophesied and said, the glory departed stage by stage from his temple.
你记得以西结在那边预言说神就告诉他神的荣耀要一步一步的离开他的圣殿。
Because of the unfaithfulness of the people of God, God would not allow his glory to remain over the temple.
因为他的百姓不忠心神就允许他的见证一步一步的被挪去。
And the same thing is true for the church.
对教会来讲这件事情也是真实的。
We cannot keep the testimony over us.Only God can place that glory there.
我们没有办法来保持神的见证在那个地方，只有神自己能够把这个见证放在那个地方。
When that glory is there, the church is truly the body of Christ.
当那个荣耀在那边的时候，教会确确实实成为基督的身体。
Just to use an example.
我要用一个例子来讲。
On Paul's first missionary journey, he ended up at a little place called Derbe.
在保罗第一次旅行传道的时候，他最后来到一个地方叫做特比。
He preached the gospel, people were saved and began to meet.
他在那边传福音，人们得救了，所以他们就开始来聚集。
Most likely, Derbe was a small gathering of God's people.
非常可能在特比这个地方只有很少的人聚集。
But when you visited the church in Derbe, there was something transcendent about that church.
但是如果你到特比那个聚会里面去的话，你会发现那个聚会带有一种超越的性质。
They were larger than they were.
看起来比他们自己本身所显得要更加的伟大。
When the word of God was simply spoken, it seemed to have a profound effect upon those who heard.
当神的话语被简单的传讲的时候，在听的人身上就显出极大的功用。
Even though it was a small gathering, when you went there, you were exposed to the truth.
虽然只是一个很小的聚集，但是当你到那边去的时候，你就会被暴露在真理的面前。
And even though it was a small gathering, because it was connected with the whole church, there was something larger and universal about this small gathering.
虽然是一个小的聚会，但是因为它是与教会与这个身体连在一起的，所以它就显出那个宇宙性的教会的光景。
It's hard to define this aspect that's called the testimony of Jesus, but you can tell when it's there on an assembly.
很难来描述耶稣见证这件事情，但是如果这个见证在那个聚会里边，你就能够看见。
Because it isn't just the people gathered together, there's a glory there.
当一些人那样聚集的时候，在他们的中间有荣耀。
I would just list five things that indicate that the testimony of Jesus is in an assembly.
我就想列出五件事情，可以表明耶稣的见证在那个聚会的里面。
First of all, God is seen through and beyond the testimony given in that place.
第一件事情就是可以从他们所做的见证里边能够看见，而且能够超过那个看见我们的主。
It's like Paul says in 1 Corinthians 14.
就像保罗在哥林多前书14章那边所说的。
When an unbeliever comes into the midst, he is exposed and his heart is opened and he says, of a truth, God is in this place.
一个不信的人来到聚会的里面，他一下就被暴露在真理的面前，他就说神有神在你们中间。
The testimony of the saints could be very simple.
圣徒们所做的见证可以非常的简单。
You might think of a small assembly way out in the country of China, way out in the rural area.
你可以想象在中国边远的山村有那么一个小的聚集。
There are no educated scholars.
在那边没有受过教育的学生。
No trained preachers.
没有一个受过训练的传道人。
But when you touch that assembly, you can sense the life of God in the midst.
但是如果你碰一碰那个聚会的话，你能够感觉到神宝贵的同在。
A second aspect you can see is a throne over that assembly.
第二个方面你能够看见的，就是在那个聚集的里面有神的宝座。
God is directing the people. He is sending out the people. He is binding things on this earth.
神在那边掌权，他在那边差遣人出去传道，他在那边捆绑黑暗的势力。
It's as if these simple people are receiving instructions from a throne and carrying them out.
看起来很简单，很单纯的这些人，他们在那里领受神的命令，而且来执行神的命令。
Sometimes that testimony even overrules the saints in the assembly.
甚至这个见证在很多的时候能够完全的来控制这些见证这个聚会的弟兄姊妹。
When we see Jesus sharing his testimony in the midst of the seven churches, we see Jesus overruling the present life in the assembly.
我们看见在那个七个教会的里面，主耶稣他自己的同在，他自己的见证，在那边要越过人的那些软弱。
The third thing you sense.
第三个方面。
The body of Christ functions with a unity and a coordination that is beyond the capability of man's organization.
教会的教会的那个合一，教会运转的那个和谐，远远不是人用力量能够做出来。
There is a need that arises in body life, and strangely, there's a supply that arises at the same time.
过这个肢体的生活有一个很大的需要，但是突然这个需要的能力就能够彰显。
There are members of the body who are doing things without somebody having to tell them to do it, except someone from above.
有些肢体们他们在那边尽的一些功用不需要人去告诉他们怎么样子做，他们是直接从神那边领受这个命令。
There is a tremendous sense of unity in the members of the body that make all of them saying, God must have arranged this.
他们中间这种合一的感觉如此的强烈，连他们自己都说神一定是在这边在这边命令这些事情。
How precious is the testimony of Jesus.
耶稣的见证是何等的宝贵。
It is the most precious aspect of the church.
这是教会最宝贵的一个方面。
A fourth thing that you notice in the midst of such an assembly.
第四个方面你能够注意到。
When the ministry of the word is given, there is the light of truth that shines beyond that ministry.
当神的话语在那边发表的时候，你能看见那个真理的光就能够照亮在这些话语的上。
The testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy.
预言的灵意就是耶稣基督的见证。
Because when the word of God and the life of the people is expressed, it's prophetic. It has a time to it. You sense the nowness of it, the rightness of it, the purpose of it, the will of it.
当神的话语被说出来的时候，你能够感觉到那个威力，你能够感觉到神的话语的那个力量。
When people come into the midst, they can hear God speaking.
当人们来到聚会的时候，他们能够听见是神在那边说话。
And here again, we're not talking about anybody necessarily speaking profound messages.
再一次的，我们在这边不是说那边那个讲道的人，他能够用多么深刻的话语来说这个话。
But the church is the foundation and pillar of the truth. And when people come in, they sense the truth.
教会是真理的柱石和根基，在人进到教会里边他能够感觉到那个真理。
Well, the fifth characteristic,
第五个方面
that is universal,
就是很普遍
is that assembly that has the testimony of Jesus will be persecuted.
就是那有耶稣见证的教会一定会逼迫。
John was on the Isle of Patmos for the testimony of Jesus.
约翰被发配到拔摩海岛是为着耶稣的见证。
Jesus spoke in John chapter 7 and verse 7.
耶稣在约翰福音第七章第七节这边说道。
He said, the world cannot hate you, but it hates me.
17章第七节。
Because I testify of it that its deeds are evil.
约翰福音第七章第七节。
I'll read it again. The world cannot hate you, but it hates me because I testify of it that its deeds are evil.
世人不能恨你们，却是恨我，因为我指证他们所做的事是恶的。
Because Jesus himself was the testimony of God, the world had to crucify him.
因为我们的主耶稣基督自己就是神的见证，所以这个世界必须恨他，要迫害他。
There is nothing that causes the world to become more fearful and insecure than for the truth to be acknowledged and a lie to be exposed.
当真理被显明、被彰显出来，谎言被戳穿的时候，没有任何的东西能够招致这个世界的愤恨，有过于耶稣的见证。
Now, as we try to define the testimony of Jesus,
当我们在这边试着来定义耶稣，什么是耶稣的见证？
We must look at the testimony Jesus bore himself.
我们必须要看我们的主耶稣基督他自己所活出来的这个见证。
Now, the testimony has that transcendent aspect to it that's larger than just the words spoken.
他的见证有那个超越的性质，是比他自己所说的话的字面的意思要更加的广。Let
me ask you a question.
我问你个问题。
Have you ever read a book in the Bible as transcendent and large as the Gospel of John?
你在圣经里边有没有看见任何的一本书，它是如此的具有超越性，如此的广大，超过约翰福音。John
was just a fisherman.
约翰不过是一个渔夫,
but he bore the testimony of Jesus.
但是他却见证耶稣基督。
And every story he told and everything he said had a transcendence about it that makes that book larger and universal in its application.
每一个故事，他在里面所说的每一句话都带有这种超越性的、这种宇宙性的、这种又深又广的意义。
And when we read the Gospel of John, we see Jesus bearing a twofold testimony.
我们读约翰福音的话，我们发现我们的主他自己承担着两方面的见证。
The testimony of Jesus is a testimony of God and a testimony of man.
耶稣的见证 一方面是神的见证，另外一方面是为人所做的见证。Think
about Jesus.
想一想耶稣。The
Word became flesh and dwelt among us.
道成了肉身，住在我们中间。And
we beheld something transcendent, His glory.
我们就在这边看见了那个超越的东西，就是他的荣耀。Glory
as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth.
就是父独生子的荣光。
John said, as I beheld Jesus, I saw more than just a man.
约翰说,我看见耶稣,我看见远远超过一个人。
He was a man.
他是一个人。
But he transcended man.
但是他却是这样一个超越性的人。
And so he had a testimony both of God and of man.
所以他既是神的见证,又是人的见证。
Now we cannot go through the whole Gospel of John, there's no need to.
今天晚上我们不可能也没有必要来看整本的约翰福音。
But John put it this way.
但约翰却这样子来说,
Every time Jesus did something, it revealed God, the I am.
每一次耶稣做了些什么事情,他就把神的名彰显了出来。
Isn't the Gospel of John amazing because of those revelations of I am?
约翰福音是何等的奇妙,他在里边把神的自己,神的 自有拥有启示了出来。
Everywhere that Jesus went, people sensed the great I am.
耶稣无论去什么地方，人们都能感觉到他就是那位自有拥有的那一位。
Jesus said, I am the bread, I am the light, I am the door.
他说,我就是光,我就是粮,我就是门。
I am the good shepherd, I am the resurrection and the life, I am the way, the truth, the life, I am the true vine.
我就是好牧人，我就是真葡萄树，我就是道路、真理、生命，我就是复活。
And every time he said, "I am," There was a sense of something larger that suddenly invaded that space.
每一次当他提到我是这句话的时候，就有一些个超越性的东西充满了那个地方。
It's John that tells us the story of Jesus when he was taken captive in the Garden of Gethsemane.
是约翰在这边记载，当主耶稣在克西马尼园被捕的时候所发生的那件事。
And you remember, he said, "Who do you seek?" They said, "We seek Jesus."
你记得当耶稣问他们说，你们找谁？他们说，我们要找耶稣。
And it said that Jesus said, "I am." And the men fell over backwards.
耶稣说，我就是。然后那些人就往后就跌，就倒下去。
See, Jesus bore the testimony of who God was.
所以耶稣在那边担负的这样的一个见证，神是谁。
All of these world religions have a caricature of God, not the true God.
所有这些世界上的各种宗教，他们好像都是从一个方面反映神，但却不是真神。
But Jesus said, "If you have seen me, you have seen the Father."
但是耶稣却说，如果你们看见我，就是看见父。
Perhaps his most wonderful revelation of the truth of God is He's our Father.
也许最奇妙的一个关于神的启示，就是神是我们的父。
Whenever he would pray and say, "Our Father," there was something so large about his prayer.
每一次他祷告的时候说我们在我们的父这个广大今生的意义就出来。
So Jesus bore the testimony of God.
所以耶稣在这边承担着神的见证。
And that means wherever he went, you touched God.
这就意味着无论他去什么地方，你摸到他，你就是摸到神。
But Jesus also bore the testimony of man.
但是耶稣同样的也传递着人的见证。
You know, he revealed what man truly was.
他把人到底是什么彰显了出来。
In all of his destiny, in all of his wisdom, in all of his compassion.
在他的这个目的，在他的所有的这些怜悯的里面。
When you watch Jesus walk, you saw the way a man walks before God.
当你看见耶稣在那边行走的时候，那就是一个人怎么样子能够在神面前行走所应该有的样子。
When sinners came into his presence, they immediately realized, "The way I'm living is not the way a man should live. That's the way a man should live."
当罪人到了他跟前的时候，他们立刻就有一个感觉，我不应该像我这样子来生活，我应该像他那样子来生活。
Why do you think the sinners so readily repented? Why do you think the harlots changed their whole lives?
为什么罪人一碰见他就悔改？为什么这些妓女一碰见他就完全改变
？They saw in Jesus what man was supposed to be.
他们在耶稣的身上看见人本来应该是什么样子
？Not someone who walks in darkness and who lies, but somebody who lives in the light and holiness and life and love.
不是一个生活在黑、行走在黑暗里头撒谎的人。而是一个完全行走在光明里边有爱的人。
And here Jesus was hated because he exposed the lie.
在这边主耶稣被人愤恨，因为他让那个谎言被戳穿了。
Now regarding man, there is one lie above all others.
关于人有一个最大的谎言超过所有其他的谎言。
And that lie has infected all mankind, including us.
那个谎言影响到所有的人类，包括我们。
It's a lie that Satan brought to man in the Garden of Eden.
那个就是撒旦所带到伊甸园里头的。
And Satan said these words to man.
撒旦对人说了这样的话。
If you eat of the fruit of this tree, you shall be as God.
如果你吃这棵树上的果子，你就可以像神一样。
And man believed that lie then, and he still believes that lie now.
人在那个时候相信了那个谎言，就是到今天人仍然相信这个谎言。
It's the lie of selfhood.
这是一个相信人自己是良善的一个谎言。
Here's the lie.
这就是一个谎言。
You as a man are independent.
作为一个人，你应该是一个独立的。
You can live apart from the life of God.
你可以在神的生命之外来照样的生活。
That's a lie.
这是一个谎言。
Man was meant to be a vessel containing the life of God.
人应该是一个器皿来盛装神的生命。
Man was supposed to eat from the tree of life.
人应该是从生命树上的来吃那个果。
To be indwelt by the life of God.
使以至于神的生命可以住在人的里头。
To walk in fellowship in the cool of the day.
然后在这种天凉爽的天气里边来彼此的交通。
Man was just made of mud.
人不过是由尘土做成的。
But then God breathed in him and he became something.
然后神就把他的生命气息呼进到人的里边，人就成为一个。
And the truth is, man is just a vessel to contain the life of God.
人不过是一个器皿，是为了要来盛装神的生命。
That's the only way a man becomes a man.
这是唯一的一个方式，人可以成为人。
We know that in the Gospel of John, we see Jesus' great secret.
我们在约翰福音里边，我们看见主耶稣的一个极大的奥秘。
Jesus walked on this earth as a man with a great secret.
主耶稣在地上行走的时候，他是一个拥有这个奥秘的人。
Now when I tell you the secret, you won't believe it.
但是我如果告诉你这个秘密的话，你也许不会相信。
Because this isn't just the secret of Jesus, it should be the secret of our lives.
这件事情不仅是耶稣生命的一个秘诀，而且也应该成为你和我生命的一个秘诀。
But because we still believe the lie that we are independent of God or Satan,
但是因为我们仍然相信那个谎言，我们与神来独立。
And if we believe the lie, we can do whatever we want.
如果我们相信这个谎言，我们觉得我们可以做任何想做的事情。
Then we can't understand the secret of being a man.
然后那样的话，我们就没有办法明白做一个人你所应该有的那个秘诀。
So I'll try to show you as many times as I can in the Gospel of John.
我试着尽我的力量来分享约翰福音里面所讲到的这些。
And we'll begin with chapter 5, verse 19.
第五章十九节。
Jesus was being rebuked for healing a man on the Sabbath.
耶稣因为在安息日治好了病人，有人就来责备他。
And in verse 19, Jesus answered and said, Truly, truly, I say to you, the Son of Man can do nothing of himself unless it is something he sees the Father doing. For whatever the Father does, these the things the Son also does in like manner.
19节耶稣对他们说，我实实在在地告诉你们，只凭着自己不能做什么，唯有看见父所做的，只才能做。父所做的事
Now you will see the two sides of this coin in all of these verses we look at.
在所有我们要读的这经节里边，你能看见一个硬币的两个方面。
The starting point is, I can do nothing of myself.
但是开始的那个点必须是靠着我自己，我不能做任何事情。
The other side of the coin is, I do what the Father is doing.
但是这个硬币的另外一面就是我确实要做我父亲所做的事情。
So there was Jesus walking on earth, living by the life of the Father, not his own.
所以这边我们看见耶稣在地上行走，他是活出父的生命，而不是他自己。
But I see you don't believe me, so let's look at another verse.
我知道你们不会相信我，所以我们现在看另外一处经文。
Chapter 5, verse 30.
第五章三十节。
I can do nothing of myself.As I hear, I judge, and my judgment is just because I do not seek my own will, but the will of him who sent me.
我凭着自己不能做什么，我怎么听见就怎么审判，我的审判也是公平的，因为我不求自己的意思，只求那差我来者的意思。
Let's look at chapter 7, verse 28.
我们再看第七章第二十八节。
Then Jesus cried out in the temple, teaching and saying, You both know me and know where I am from, and I have not come of myself, but he who sent me is true, whom you do not know.
你们也知道我，也知道我从哪里来。我来并不是由于自己，但那差我来的是真的。你们不认识他。
In chapter 8, verse 28,
第八章二十八节。
So Jesus said, When you lift up the Son of Man, then you will know that I am He, and I do nothing of myself, but I speak these things as the Father taught me.
所以耶稣说，你们举起人子以后，必知道我是基督，并且知道我没有一件事是凭着自己做的。
Or chapter 8, verse 42.
第四十二节。
Jesus said to them, If God were your Father, you would love me, for I proceeded forth and have come forth from God, for I have not even come forth of myself.
耶稣说, 倘若神是你们的父, 你们就必爱我, 因为我本是出于神, 也是从神而来, 并不是由着自己来, 乃是他差我来。
John chapter 12, verse 49.
第十二章四十九节。
For I did not speak of myself, but the Father himself who sent me has given me a commandment what to say and what to speak.
因为我没有凭着自己讲, 唯有差我来的父已经给我命令, 叫我说什么讲什么。
Chapter 14, verse 10.
14章第十节。
Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The words that I say to you, I do not speak of myself, but the Father abiding in me does his works.
我在父里面, 父在我里面, 你不信吗? 我对你们所说的话不是凭着自己说的, 乃是住在我里面的父做他自己的事。
This is the great secret of man.
这是做人的一个极大的秘诀。
Man is the dwelling place of God.
人是神居住的所在。
Jesus walked in that truth.
耶稣把这个真理彰显了出来。
He lived in that truth.
他是活在那个真理的里头。
And so he bore the truth of man.
所以他在这边就彰显了关于人的见证。
Now we ask the question again.
我们要再次问这个问题。
Who can bear the testimony of Jesus?
谁可以承担耶稣的见证?
Now we see that the mention of the testimony of Jesus is in relationship to the church, his corporate body.
我们知道提到耶稣的见证这件事情是跟教会、跟耶稣的身体这个团体有关系。
Because the testimony of Jesus to be born in fullness needs to be borne by a group of people filled with his life.
因为要承担耶稣的见证，必须是有一个团体，有一群人，他们才能够把这个见证完美的彰显出来。And
so it's God's purpose that the church be entrusted as a lampstand holding the testimony of Jesus.
所以神的旨意是让教会这个团体能够做那个能够承担见证的、彰显见证的那个金灯台。And
that when mankind touches that church, they see God.
所以当人们来到这个教会的时候，他们能够看见神。But
we know in the book of Revelation that the church in its testimony was shaking.
在启示录里面我们却看见教会它的见证却开始出现了动摇。And
when the Lord Jesus looked among his churches,
当主耶稣来遍察他的教会的时候,
what was he looking for?
他在那边找什么?
The testimony.
他在那边找见证,
his own life.
他自己的生命,
he had put that life in the believers.
他已经把他的生命放在信他的人身上,
by grace, we have this testimony.
靠着神的恩典, 我们已经有了这个见证。
We turn to 1 John in chapter 5.
我们翻到约翰一书第五章。
It's basically a whole chapter regarding the testimony.
基本上这整章都是讲到耶稣的见证。
But let's just notice here, and verse 10.
我们看第十节。
The one who believes in the Son of God has the testimony in himself.
信神儿子的就有这见证在他心里。
When we receive Jesus, we receive his life.
当我们信耶稣的时候，我们接受了他的生命。
And we now become those who have this life in us.
我们就成为这些有了神儿子生命的人。
And we are all called to be vessels of testimony, to shine this testimony.
我们都蒙召要来活出这个见证，要把这个见证像光一样照到这个世界的里面。
But we see that the church had fallen, and in some cases, this lampstand was being taken away.
但是我们却看见教会失败了。在有些情况底下，这个金灯台被从教会中间挪走。
John, there he was, an old man.
在那个时候，约翰已经是一位老人。
Why do we even bother with an old man?
为什么我们还要再来难为这位老人？
Why did the Romans have to put him in exile?
为什么罗马人一定要把他发配到
外岛上？ Why did the Jews hate him so much?
为什么那些犹太人如此的恨他？
It's because when our dear brother, when he spoke, there was something more than just his speaking.
而是那是因为当我们的老弟兄开口说话的时候，他的话语实在是超越性。
When he shared the word of God, it was more than just the word of God. There was light as he shared.
当他在那边传讲神的话的时候，那不仅仅是神的话，而且那个话是会发出光来的。
Down in Texas, on the AM dial, you just turn it a quarter of an inch and there's another radio preacher on.
在德克萨斯这个地方啊，你要听收音机的话，如果你简单的再播一点点，就会有另外的一个听见另外一个牧师在讲道。
All of those preachers on the radio, and not too many of them would be exiled or thrown in jail.
没有多少在广播里面讲道的这些人，他们会被发配到拔摩海岛上去。
But there are the few, and when they speak, it shakes and exposes.
但是却有少数的那些传道人，当他们讲话的时候，他们光就发出来，那个地方就会有人被暴露、被震动。
Christianity is full of words and preaching and send your money in and all of this kind of stuff.
这个基督教的世界里面充满了这种讲道的事情，然后你们要把钱奉献出来等等。
But once in a while, you hear a voice, and you say there's something more there.
但是会有过一段时间你会听见有一句话，你听见了你会觉得有一个更深的含义在里头。
You know, we all have our I wish I could have been there anecdotes.
我相信我们每个人都会有一些这样的故事，就是啊，我希望我去在那个地方。
I wish I could have been there when Brother T. Austin Sparks would speak.
我是盼望当史百克弟兄在讲道的时候，我在那个地方。
I've heard some of his tapes. He speaks very slowly.
我听过一些他的讲道的录音带，他说话非常的缓慢。
But when our brother speaks, there's something larger that comes in.
但是当我们的弟兄讲道的时候，会有那个更大的东西在里头。
Even if he takes up a simple matter of a text of scripture, he brings in something large.
甚至在他就在那边解说一个字的时候，他都可以把一些更超越、更广大的东西带下来。
Indeed, he bore the testimony of Jesus, and he was hated by the churches in England because of that.
确实，因为他在那边承担了耶稣，彰显了耶稣的见证，在英国的那个地方，他是被教会所恨恶。
So we find there are the Apostle John who bore that testimony. There's Brother Sparks, and well, you know, it isn't just two guys. There are many who bear the testimony of Jesus.
我们看见这边约翰，我们刚才提到史百克弟兄，其实还有更多其他的弟兄们，他们在那边彰显耶稣的见证。
And so when the Lord comes to those seven churches,
当主来到那七个教会的里面，
He says, "I'm looking for my life."
他说我在寻找我的生命。
But I don't see you holding my life.
但是我却没有看见你们持守我的生命。
I don't see you living by my life.
我没有看见你们在依靠我的生命而活。
And he tells them one by one where they're coming short.
他就一个一个地告诉他们他们在什么地方跌倒了。
You've been entrusted with the testimony.
你们是承担了神的见证。
How can you let go of first love?
你怎么可以离弃那起初的爱呢？
These are serious matters.
这是非常严肃的事情。
But it's as if the Lord says,
他说如果神说
I am looking for a remnant.
我在寻找余民。
I am looking for some Levites.
我在寻找一些利未人。
Those who hear what the Spirit is speaking to the church.
他们那些能够听见圣灵对教会所说的话。
Those who repent when I say repent.
那些当他们听见我说你们要悔改的人，他们就悔改了的那些人。
And if I find a remnant of faithful ones in an assembly,I will keep the lampstand there.
如果我能够在教会的里面找到那一小部分的余民，他们能够悔改的话， 我就把我的金灯台留在那个地方。
But if I can't even find any who have a burden for the testimony and are able to bear the testimony, then that lampstand I will remove.
如果我在这个教会里面找不到任何对神的见证有负担、能够愿意来承担的人、没有悔改的人的话，我就要把这个金灯台挪去。
Man cannot take the testimony in.
人没有办法。
And man cannot get rid of the testimony. It's something only God can do.
人没有办法去把这个见证拿下来，也没有办法把这个见证让出去，只有神能够给予。
So I ask the question again.
所以我要再次来问这个问题。
Are you bearing the testimony of Jesus?
你有没有在承担耶稣的见证？
Is there something larger in your life?
在你的生命里面有没有这个超越的东西在里头？
It can be seen by others.
这个别人是可以看得见。
Are you able to bear this testimony of Jesus?
你能够承担耶稣的见证吗？
Perhaps we could ask the question, why is it that most Christians do not bear the testimony of Jesus?
也许我们应该问这样的一个问题，为什么大多数的基督徒不能够承担耶稣的见证？
Now I'm speaking on an individual basis, even though I know it's a corporate matter, because the matter of the remnant is individual.
虽然这是见证是一个团体的事情，但是我在这边还是要提到个人，因为得胜者余民是个人的事。
How, why is it that most Christians don't allow that light to shine in their life?
为什么很多的基督徒他们不让这个光可以从他们里边照射出来？
You know what? It still comes down to the lie.
你知道吗？最终的结果，最终的原因还是在于那个谎言。
What is a carnal Christian?
什么是属肉体的基督徒？
It's a Christian who thinks they can live independent of the life of God.
是那些用他们的头脑来思想，觉得他们靠自己独立于神，可以来为神而生活的人。
It could be a Christian who still is trying to live the Christian life out of themselves.
是那些基督徒他们觉得用他们自己他们能够活出神的见证。
They're trying to worship. They're trying to pray. They're trying to do their devo.
那是那些试着要来祷告，要来读经，要来灵修的人。
They're trying to witness.
他们试着努力的要去做见证。
But where is that sense of the throne of God over their lives?
但是神的宝座在他们身上的那个感觉有没有呢？
Where is that life manifest?
那个生命有没有在他从他们的身上被彰显出来呢？
It's because Christians still believe the lie.
是因为基督徒们仍然在相信那个谎言。
And so the Lord has to bring us to the place where we learn by experience, I can do nothing of myself.
所以神必须要兴起环境带我们到那个地步，我们不得不说，我们不能，我们凭着自己不能做什么。
Not good things, not bad things.
不能做好事，也不能做坏事。
I can do nothing of myself.
靠我自己，我什么事都不能做。
To me, there's a tremendous spiritual battle.Between Romans chapter 6 to Romans chapter 8.
在我来看，罗马书第六章和第八章之间有一个巨大的征战。
Romans chapter 6 is where the Christian learns they can do nothing of themselves.
在罗马书第六章，基督徒应该学习靠他们自己，他们什么都不能做。
And they go through a crisis through Romans 7, where everything is I want to do this, but I can't do that. I don't want to do that, but I do it.
第七章这边，他们就遇到一个极大的危机，他们就在那边我在那边挣扎，我想做这个却不行，我不想做的我却要做。
But it takes us a long time to realize we're not big shots.
他们要花很长的时间，要花很多的精力，他们才能够意识到我们真的不是那么有能力的。
We're not independent agents living upon this earth.
我们并不是能够独立于神而独立的生活在这个世界上。
Now it's true, we have a free will.
是没有错，我们有自由的意志。
God has given to all men free will.
神已经把自由的意志赐给所有的人。
But Your free will can only choose whose slave you want to be.
但是你的自由意志却只可以选择你愿意做谁的奴仆。
That's your only choice.
这是你唯一的选择。
Not I'm going to be me, do whatever I want.
不是说我就想做我自己，我想做任何我想做的事。
Now that's Satan's great lie. You can do whatever you want.
这是撒旦最大的谎言，就是你可以做任何你想做的事。
And all the time he's driving you by his lusts and driving you by his will.
那他就可以一直的来用他的欲望，用他的意志来驱使你。
Now I can't go into this whole thing, but let's turn to Romans 6 for a minute. I just want to show you what I'm saying.
我们一同来翻到罗马书第六章。我们没有办法仔细的来看，但是还是想让你看见一点。
We'll just begin here in verse 16, where Paul is talking about the importance of presenting yourselves.
我们看见罗马书第六章十七节，这边主耶稣有说到，我们把自己献给谁的问题。
And your choice is, who will you present your life to as a slave?
我们的选择是，我们要把自己献给谁来做谁的奴仆。
Verse 16, do you not know?
第十六节。
That when you present yourselves to someone as slaves for obedience, you're slaves of the one whom you obey, either of sin resulting in death or of obedience resulting in righteousness. But thanks be to God that though you were slaves of sin, you became obedient from the heart to that form of teaching. Anyway, read it.
Okay. 16节，岂不晓得你们献上自己做奴仆，顺从谁就做谁的奴仆吗？或做罪的奴仆以至于死，或做顺命的奴仆以致成义。感谢神，因为我们从前虽然做罪的奴仆，现今却从心里顺服了所传给你们道理的模范。
Verse 19.
19节。
Why don't you read it out loud together?
我请大家一起来念19节。我因你们肉体的软弱，就照人的常话对你们说，你们从前怎样将肢体献给不洁不法做奴仆，以至于不法，现今也要照样将肢体献给义做奴仆，以至于成圣。
Well, evidently I'm about to lose my voice.
我可能快要失去我的声音了。
But the truth of the matter is,
但是
your old man's been crucified.
最重要的事情就是我们的旧人已经钉了十字架。
That's the guy who tried to live for himself.
那个旧人就是为自己而活的人。
And now you're a new man.
现在你是一个新人。
And he lives as a slave of God.
你就成为神的奴仆。
If we would bear the testimony of Jesus,
如果我们要承担耶稣的见证，
this truth has to lay hold of us.
这个真理必须要抓住我。
The Holy Spirit by his life gives us victory to overcome.
圣灵把这个生命赐给我们，我们靠着这个生命能够得胜。
This is a great issue among Christians.
这个在基督徒的中间是一个很大的问题。
If we worry about things,We're still in control.
如果我们在那边担心那些事情的时候，我们仍然在那边控制。
What can our worrying do? Add one day to our life?
我们的忧虑能够做什么呢？能够把我们的生命多长一天吗？
But that's part of the lie.
那是那个谎言的一部分。
You are in control.
你在控制一切。
That's why you worry about your business.
这是为什么你会为着自己的生意在那边担忧。
You don't believe God gives wealth.
你不相信是神赐给你财富。
So you don't take a day off, although you should.
这就是为什么你连一天假都不肯请，虽然你应该请。
Because you believe a lie.
因为你相信那个谎言。
Now the Jews believe the lie too, but God said you don't work one day a week.
犹太人他们也相信那个谎言，但是神跟他们说，有一天，一个礼拜要有一天你们要不做工。
Just think of how much of our lives we put in our own hands and control.
就是来想一想，我们自己的生命到底有多少被我们自己攥在手里头来控制呢？
Now, how can God carry you where he wants you to go? Have you say what he wants you to say?
那么神怎么样子能够带领你去他要去你去的地方呢？他能怎么样子能够让你说他要你说的话呢？
And so Paul says, Oh, my Galatian children,I am again in travail until Christ be fully formed in you.
这是为什么保罗要对加拉太的信徒说， 小子们的，我为你们再受生产之苦，直到基督成形在你们里面。
Until that happens, the testimony flickers.
直到那一天来到，这个见证仍然是在一个摇摆的里面。
We'll just read one more scripture, and then my voice and I am gone.
我们就要读最后的一处经节，然后我的声音和我自己就要离开。
In that wonderful passage in Colossians chapter 1.
在哥罗西书第一章,
where he talks about the great mystery, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory.
那边他说到这个极大的奥秘, 就是基督在我们的心中成了有荣耀的盼望。
Beginning in verse 26,
第26节,
here's a mystery that's been hidden by man, from man for years.
这是一个历代以来所隐藏的奥秘。
The mystery which has been hidden from past ages and generations, but has now been manifested to his saints.
这道理就是历世历代所隐藏的奥秘，但如今向他的圣徒显明了。
To whom God willed to make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, Christ in you, the hope of glory.
神愿意叫他们知道。 这奥秘在外邦人中有何等丰盛的荣耀, 就是基督在你们心里成了有荣耀的盼望。
Do you mind if I just change it?
你们介不介意我把它改变一下?
Christ in you, the testimony of Jesus.
基督在你的里面, 就是耶稣基督的见证。
We proclaim him, admonishing every man and teaching every man with all wisdom, so that we may present every man complete in Christ. For this purpose I labor, wrestling according to the power which mightily works within me.
我们传扬他是用诸般的智慧劝诫个人，教导个人，要把个人在基督里完完全全地引到神面前。我也为此劳苦，照着他在我里面运行的大能尽心竭力。
Paul's in jail, but he's wrestling a spiritual wrestle.
保罗那个时候是在监狱里边。 但是他却在那边打这个属灵的征战。
That the saints might see Christ in you, the testimony of Jesus.
让圣徒们都能够看见，在你里边的基督就是耶稣的见证。
Oh, in this day, the message of John for the recovery of the testimony must be heard by some who have an ear.
在使徒约翰的那个时代，关于耶稣见证的这个呼召。
Shiloh has the grace, but it doesn't have the glory.
示罗这个地方有神的恩典，但是却没有神的荣耀。
There are so many churches that are proud of the presence of God being with them.
很多的教会因为神在那边与他们同在，他们就如此的骄傲。
But they don't have ears to hear the message of repentance from the great lie of self-sufficiency.
但是他们却没有那个耳朵可以听见来悔改，从那个极大的谎言里边被拯救出来。Laodicea
was self-sufficient.
从那个关于自己能够自给自足的那个谎言里边被拯救出来。
Can you imagine them being and bearing the testimony of Jesus?
老底家的教会就是这样的光景，你能够想象他们能够承担耶稣的见证吗？
Jesus who said, I can do nothing of myself, is met by Laodicea, who says, we can do everything by ourselves.
耶稣说，我靠着自己不能做什么，但是老底家人却在那边说，我靠着自己凡事都能行。
How can we live by the Lord's life as long as we believe the lie?
只要我们还相信那个谎言一天，我们就没有办法能够活出耶稣的见证。
May your worry and your self-effort go to Calvary.
愿意你的忧虑、担心和你自己对自己的那个能力的相信，能够来到加略山。
That the testimony of Jesus could be born through your life.
这样的话，耶稣的见证就能够在你的生命里边产生出来。
Tomorrow night, Lord willing, if I have a voice,
明天晚上，we
want to share on the testimony of Jesus in the corporate matter.
明天晚上，神若许可，我还有嗓子的话，我们要来看在团体的生活里边。 如何的来彰显基督的见证？
But now I'll just ask my brother to pray as we close.
现在我们请低头祷告。 主啊，我们再次谦卑地来到你的跟前。主啊，我们实在是说我们需要你的怜悯。主啊，你需要怜悯我们。主啊，需要你开通我们的耳朵。主啊，需要你来让我们能够听见你所要对我们说的话。主啊，需要我们能够从瞎眼的里面能够再次被拯救出来。我们需要看见主你所让我们要看见的事。主啊，我们今天晚上在这里所摸到的实在是何等宝贵的，在你心中间是何等宝贵的一件事情。因为我们知道你的爱子在你的心中的地位是何等的宝贵，何等的超越。主啊，我们是何等小的人，我们是何等软弱，我们是何等自私的人。主啊，愿你怜悯我们。主啊，愿你的圣灵今天晚上就对我们说话。愿你的圣灵今天晚上要继续把这些话翻译在我们的心中，对我们说话。愿你的话来得着我，愿你的话来破碎我。主啊，愿你的话能胜过在我们身上胜过那个谎言，那个捆绑我们的谎言。主啊，让我们自己完全的被带到绝望的地步，对自己完全的绝望。主啊，愿意我们能够把自己再次凭着信心献给你。主啊，我们愿意把自己的身体来献给你，我们愿意把我们的生命来献给你。主啊，我们说你是我们唯一的盼望，是我们唯一的拯救。主啊，愿主你自己大大的祝福你的话语与我们同在。谢谢你，我们把一切的感谢，把一切的尊贵、荣耀、颂赞、爱戴都再次来归给你，为着你今天晚上对我们所说的话，我们再次谢谢你。奉主耶稣基督宝贵的名，阿门。